Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast. I'm, of course, Nick McDaniel, and as always, I am joined by Lamont Myron.
Welcome, folks, to a special episode of the Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast.
That's right, man. We're going to, in the spirit of a few things, we got some, we're going to do something a little different today. Something just to shake it up. Lots of, you know, it's fantasy football season.
Yes.
So a lot of people are kind of getting into their leagues and doing that kind of stuff. And then, of course, there's the rumors. So, look, man, can you let me back up here. First of all, can you even remotely believe there is wrestling on every night this week? And I know everybody says, oh, well, there's always, you know. Nah, but, I mean, it seems a little different, right, this week? Because you've got Monday Night Raw's tonight. We're recording on Monday, so if you're listening after that, so be it. Tuesday's the NXT, which is, you know, NXT's kind of picking up some steam.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday's Dynamite, which features Moxley versus Punk for both, for the, you know, the interim to unify those two titles.
Okay.
Thursday night's Impact, as always. Friday, SmackDown. Saturday's Clash of the Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday is All Out.
And there's an NXT pay-per-view.
There's an NXT slid in there on the, it's before, it's on Sunday before All Out.
Wow.
Loaded.
That was unique.
So
that's more than, that's eight wrestling shows in how many, in 7 days?
Yeah, man. Next week will be full. We'll be back, you know, with covering all of that. I probably would do some mind dumps along the way as, you know, some of those things happen.
What about live shows? I mean, are we going to a live show this week? We got to figure that out too. So
yeah, there's all that on top of that. Yeah. But the good thing is Cat Clash will be during the day. At the castle, because it's in England, so it'll be ahead.
Yes.
So we could probably watch it and then still make, like, Anarchies this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we might be able to catch something like that this weekend. Depends on the temperature. You know me.
Yeah.
In that building. Love them to death, but it's, you know. But listen, you know, like I said, we're going to cover a lot of that stuff, obviously, next week. The daily mind dumps, you know, the extras and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, if you've subscribed to us over on our YouTube channel, all of the mind dumps go there. Everything, you know, all the extras when we cover all that other bonus stuff. Make sure you're just subscribing there. You know, become a member, man. Pay, get the stuff, get the show early, get all the extras early. Hell, dude, I even threw last week, man. Myron, I threw a freaking She-Hulk like little reaction thing.
Oh, how did that go? I have not had a chance to see that yet. Tell me.
Is funny. It's very light. Which I enjoyed. It wasn't, you know, boom, boom, boom. So I did enjoy it. I think a lot of people, you know, are just so I shared a tweet that one of the writers for She-Hulk, he has literally wrote more issues of She-Hulk than anybody on the planet.
Yeah.
He was the longest running writer on in the book,
mm-hmm.
the comic book. You know, the things they make those shows from, people.
Yeah, well, I'm
just saying, but people are like, well, blah, 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 and they're like, you know, they and a lot of times people that are complaining don't know what they're talking about anyway. By the means, I always tell everyone, I'm no expert. I don't know everything about every character because there's just too many of them. But say stuff like, you know, like, oh, my God, they're trying to turn Hulk into a woman. Well, no, She-Hulk's been around for a very, very long time.
A long time.
So, but anyway, they do a great job. You know, some people, like, they break the fourth wall. In that show, kind of Deadpool like. Well,
yeah,
Deadpool
okay.
does it all the time.
Yeah, okay, that's that
so don't knock it for anyway. All of that stuff again over on our YouTube stuff. I may even start throwing more, like you know, for more of those type of things. Because listen, God forbid, Myron, we like stuff outside of wrestling. I mean, you know, and that's it. And then, listen, I've got to do some stuff that I of other things that I enjoy. I mean, obviously the, you know, the comic books, etc., and all that kind of stuff. Because if you get overly consumed, it will just, you know, burn you. But that all being said, I'm throwing the big butt in there. Like we said, in the spirit of fantasy leagues and the fan, you know, the WWE draft coming up real soon, we thought it would be Nick will take Raw, Myron will take SmackDown, and we are going to cover the WWE draft, right, Myron? Yes. So we're going to go into
as
the WWE draft.
As if we were
draft.
Drafting our own shows. A
Correct.
Draft day, just like the brand split draft goes. And I know you don't like the brand split.
No.
But if we're going to have a brand split, we might as well have a draft.
Sure. If it's happening, it's happening. So we said, hey, let's embrace it. Let's jump into it. Full-fledged, full jump, you know. So we want to clarify just a couple things, though, before we start, Myron.
Yes.
We will have 5 minutes on the clock in between, folks. Don't panic. The first few rounds, I have a very good vibe. They're not going to take us 5 minutes to get through. Probably for our first 10 picks, it probably won't take that long. Because we're going to do 15 rounds. You know, we each get a pick. The big change that'll be different from the regular draft, Raw's 3, SmackDown's 2, so they do like a 2-for-1. We're just going to do 1-for-1. I'm like, I don't want to get into all that. That would have gotten super, you know, lopsided. And by the way, one thing we did notice, Myron, I want to ask you about before we get started. That roster ain't nothing like it used to be. It ain't near as big as it used to be.
It's big, but most of those people are in NXT when you look at it.
A lot of developmental names on that
roster. It's a lot of the developmental names. There were a few people, I'm not saying I'm fat, but what I'm saying is there was a little bit of fat there, but not like it was in the past. You know,
people. And, you know, we're going to have our own strategies on how we pick, I'm sure. It's not, you know, we're going to pick people we like and et cetera and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we'll have some time, obviously, since we got.
I'm going to ask you a quick question, though. Did you go with the people you like or the people you thought would be best for TV?
Both.
Okay. That was the hard part for me because there's some people I really don't like, but I had to get them in the list. And
I totally went at it from a business perspective. Like if I was going to run a show, why? And so there are guys that are like, it's funny. There are people higher and lower on my list than I would say like, oh, they're my favorites. Yeah. This is not that list, folks. This is not a fact. This is totally from me saying like, okay, if I were going to run Raw/SmackDown and we were doing a legit draft. So you have to suspend your disbelief in multiple layers of this for this to be the show. And I say that up front, right? Cause it's a legit draft. Wink. You know, if we were running Raw SmackDown and it was a legit draft and we were trying to do our shows, who would we pick?
And we've not prepared this in advance. This is going to be the Raw draft.
That's why we thought this would be so unique. Was we, I did it literally, and I'm not going to show you my list, but like I did like in Fantasy League. This is blank for a reason because there's my list. When I do Fantasy Leagues, I basically like make lists, like rankings of how I would pick players, and that's essentially what I did here. I figured, okay, these are my top 30. Because if Myron takes one of them, because you're going to take half of them under the assumption.
Yeah.
So I basically mark a line out. I just take the next person because that would be my next draft pick. You know, I'm a best, like, so when people do NFL drafts, like mock drafts and stuff, you know, like, well, this fits this team and this is the best player available.
Position player, yeah.
My take is I always take the best player that I think is available for what I need. Like, it's not my need. I'm sorry. It's more best player available. If Myron takes a guy for me, then I'm going to, you know, take the next guy, period, in the discussion. But anyway, so without further ado, Myron, you know, because we can listen. Here's the whole thing. Myron's on the clock. So we can chit-chat in there and fill in some of those gaps, but you have to have your pick in, you know, before. Now, we are fully aware that when we, you know, in the first couple rounds, this isn't going to take that long. So as soon as you have your pick, let me know, and I'll stop the clock, and we can keep it going.
I have my pick.
All right, so Myron's pick is in. Let's click the clock off there. Who's your pick, Myron?
Roman Reigns.
And, folks, this is going to be one of those rare occasions where Nick takes notes during the show, so you will see me write. Because, essentially, I am going to mark out, but as he makes a pick, I'm going to mark it off my list. So go ahead. Why him?
Because, he's Roman Reigns. He's the guy that you've built an entire promotion around right now. You put two belts on him. You think the WWE thinks enough of him. I'm going to get that guy. I want their guy. I want the guy they made.
Well, I'm going to put me on the clock. You can keep going because here's the thing. Okay. I'm going to start doing this instantly when your pick's in. Mm-hmm. You could, because, you know, what do they do in the draft, right? They commentate. Yep. They talk about your pick while the next pick's coming in and, you know, and what, so whatever. So head of the table, Roman Reigns is your number one draft pick. Yes. Makes sense. I wouldn't disagree with that at least. And if you want full spoiler alert, he was my number one as well. So, you know, so he's not going to be obviously my pick. Yeah. So without that said, you know, let's go ahead and turn off the clock because my pick is in. I will tell you that for sure. My number one pick is going to be, of course, Brock Lesnar.
Ah, man. Exactly who I picked for number two.
Oh, I figured that would be the case. Yeah. So you're on the clock, but we can chit-chat.
Marketability. Marketability. Brock Lesnar. You saw the match. You saw the SummerSlam match
I was under the massive assumption you were taking either Brock or Roman at number one. So yes. I was like, so that was a big assumption. My thing was, then we're going to separate those two.
Yeah.
Because they're done, right? They're supposedly done, that their feud's over. Let's just separate them to different shows. If we're going back to really having separate shows, and, you know, which time will tell. My thing was, I put on, you know, whatever level, and the marketability and the selling, that you know, you're selling merch and PLEs, etc., and all that, tickets and all that crap. Brock Lesnar easily is to me the number two guy. So that's just
PLE.
My thing.
Just sounds it's not like an appealing term.
What,
you know, PLE.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, listen, PPVs back in the day.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
So I mean, you just got used to hearing it. So do you have your number?
Two pick. For the Myron Down or Smack Myron or whatever we're going to call this show, Charlotte Flair. That's my pick. I pick Charlotte Flair because if we're going to have, you know, we got a women's division, I'm going to pick the best women's wrestler alive right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, and honestly, spoiler alert, guess who? She was my number three. we're on the same page there. We're kind of in the rhythm there. So I will give
you that. We've been talking about wrestling for 6 or 7 years on the show and for 2 or 3 years before that. So, I mean, I think we kind of know how the other one thinks about.
Well, I mean, go ahead. Let me put me on the clock here while I'm thinking. So, you know, without any argument, I basically have said that I think she's the best wrestler, woman's wrestler on the planet. So, I mean, that doesn't really, you know, shock me or anything, so that we're kind of on that same boat. So, but I will jump into my number two pick, which surprises me that you haven't gotten there. I just assumed you would have. My second round pick is AJ Styles.
Okay, now this is no way this is real. That's exactly who I had picked
for your next pick. Yeah, AJ Styles. What I love about AJ is, of course, here's the thing. At his age, he still delivers. He can get in the ring with the young guys and go. He can help get them over. You know, he can at any given moment, you can elevate him and throw him into a main event role, and he's a believable guy.
Yes.
Like, think about, I always put it with AJ. You could have him feud with, and no offense to Ciampa, but you could have him feuding with Ciampa, and then, like, when that was over, you could literally throw him a feud with Roman Reigns, and you would buy it.
Yes.
So that's the part that I think is cool. Yeah, I love that, and that's what I love about him. Mm. So AJ Styles would be my, and, of course, Myron, you are on the clock.
I am on the clock, and I am moving into the potential segment of my draft. With my third pick from the great state of Georgia, pick Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle. All right, so I'm on the clock. Matt Riddle, I've got to go down through my list and find him. He was
marketability, youth factor, incredibly talented, and entertaining. I want that guy. I want a guy to build some future with.
Yeah, no, I agree with it. I do love Matt Riddle, but I will floor you. He was in the 20s.
Wow.
On my sheet. Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain why, but he was. So, but he was really down there on the list. So, but I love Matt Riddle. That's the messed up part. It was, again, just that Matt Riddle to me was one of those on my list. Just my take. There was other guys that I, you know, he fell a couple times as I was doing my draft, shifting things around, and it was I couldn't have explained to you why, but it did happen. So which brings me to my next pick. This was going to be my third round pick. I am kind of surprised that you're not there. Cody Rhodes.
Yes, I had him two spots down from you. Not because I think less of him, because I was trying to go with a special plan. I had a draft plan in this section.
Sure.
If I sound like a general manager, I hate to be that guy. But Jesus Christ, Cody Rhodes is so amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Cody, not only because he's still young enough, and people don't, like, sometimes I think because Cody's been wrestling for so long that people forget he's not as old as you think. And I think Cody is kind of the guy that will go well into the future. Like, there's a long, long run for Cody in WWE to come, and that's kind of why.
Outside WWE, how about in the movies? Do you think he'd have
Sure, he can. Here's the thing. They can help him just as much as anybody, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they have a track record.
Rock, good track record.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come in. Yeah. Here, sorry, I hate to interrupt you.
Sure, no, go ahead.
I was just gonna, my pick since I was on the clock. My next pick is going to be Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
Women's division, potential. That's right there after the Matt Riddle pick. I'm picking her because I need strong stuff to build my division on.
Yeah, blow your brains out here in the sense of she wasn't even on my list.
Oh.
Hmm. I'm a huge fan of hers. It just, again, we're talking market, but, you know, and it was just, there were other things that I had in there, but I totally
Well, I mean, I've picked,
pick.
What, two giant tall women so far, so I guess I'm going on size with them, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Battlers.
Yeah, no, yes. I totally get it. Totally get that. Well, I am ready to go with my fourth pick.
Yes, sir.
So I will be off the clock. My fourth pick is kind of similar to your thought process, but mine is Becky Lynch.
Ah. So always a good solid pick.
Yeah, I think Becky is, she's just, you know, she's the man. She's this whole, you know, I'm glad they turned her back babyface because the fans want to cheer her.
Yeah.
You know, that when they try to do the heel stuff, it just feels so pushed and forced, in my opinion.
Yes.
So I'm glad that they haven't gone that route, you know. So anyway, that's why I think, by the way, you know, we've always talked about Charlotte being kind of like the one.
Yeah.
So I consider Becky probably the foil to that. So I had to fill that. I had to get my first woman, you know, roster slot filled, and Becky would be the one. So that's who would be my she's my fourth round draft choice.
Okay, I forgot to ask you this in the pre-show. How do tag teams count? Is one
tag
pick?
Teams are one pick, so you get to pick a tag team if you want a tag team. Yes,
I'm going to take with my pick the New Day. Probably the number one merch mover in a long time. They have the ability to host a show like they did WrestleMania.
Yep.
Also, be the main event of a show. Longest running tag team they have. When Big E comes back 100%, I hope he rejoins them and they've just become one unit again. So I picked some guys I could get a lot of television time out of.
Yeah. Listen, you can't go wrong with the New Day. They obviously, they're on my list. You probably saw me mark them out. So, you know, that means they're off my draft table. But look, they, like you said, man, they're a marketable team. Tag team, six man, cause I'm just going under the assumption you're still counting Big E, Kofi, and, yes. Xavier Woods all together, all three of them. So that's a good pickup. So, absolutely agree with that pick 110%. New Day is that's your fifth pick, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. It's hard because I'm marking them off, but if they're not on my list, I don't get to mark them off. So, this is going to be my fifth pick. So, this is my fifth round pick. And I'm actually going to call an audible. I'm going to move down one slot as I draft the Usos.
Oh, well,
I was afraid that's where you were going, and they were my team. So, so the Usos are my fifth round pick because, by the way, they hold all of the gold at this point.
Yes.
But clearly I see that separation coming at some point as far as the titles going.
And as far as picking tag teams, you've got those two tag teams we spoke of, and there's a couple of other ones, but everybody else is just jumbled.
Yeah.
Like, the Usos will feud against Randy and Riddle, or they'll feud against, like, a makeup team.
Right.
And then, you know, it's just, they can go against anybody. The other teams, don't get featured as much. And this is the point of the show where we talk about our sponsors.
Yeah, we're going to take a commercial break and get right into our first sponsor, and then we'll be back with round 6 through 10, or our 6 through 10th round. Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more energy, and I wanted to see what was all the hype about. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, even aging. I personally use it because when I started this keto fasting diet I'm on, I was worried about the energy I was going to have. Not now. It supports better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, even alertness. By the way, it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements that's in this thing. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews and even recommended by professional athletes. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient and daily nutrition. It's one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements that you're looking to look out for your health. So to make it easy for you, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit their website at athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, man. Well, you are now on the clock as well.
And on the clock. So let's just, what do you think of the show so far, Nick? Do you think we're achieving what we wanted to with it?
Yeah, man. Here's the thing. My whole objective is people see this and then look at the end of the day, feedback, like, would you pick somebody different? Yes. Send us your list, tappedoutpod@gmail.com. Send us what would be your list. Now, the problem is, it's easy to say like, oh, my 15 would be this. If there's nobody picking against you, you're having to get a buddy of yours and you pick against each other and do the same game and see how you end up, because it's easy just to go, my 15 would be blah, blah, blah. Because think about it, Myron, you sit there and said it. You've picked, three of your picks I had, on my list. So they're not going to be on my ending list, of course. Mm-hmm, your one was my one. So we had the same one. So it's not like, So it's easier said than done than saying like those would, you can't just send an email and say, I wouldn't have picked those 15. No, you and a friend have to do a draft together and show us what, each one picked. Cause then that would be like, oh, that's more apples to apples than the comparison.
The hard part was preparing for this. Doing the show is fun. The hard part was sitting down and listing out all the talent and then putting them in an order and figuring out where to stick your tag teams, how the women would fit into it. That was the whole thing for me I put Dominic Mysterio as last. I'm sorry.
Well, I just went.
We're never going to get to where he is on my chart.
Yeah, I just went through the roster and then basically started jotting down all the people that I wanted.
Yeah.
And then I kind of sorted them, and then I had to move and slide around, and then scribble out people and add people moving. And then once I had my final 30, and everybody said, "Well, why'd you do 30?" Well, because if Myron took half of them, I still need 15. Yes. So again, it's fantasy. The way you play fantasy football sometimes, it's the easiest way to do it.
And with my next pick, number 6, I select Austin Theory. Austin Theory, young talent. Young talent. I think McMahon thought enough of him to move him up. Yeah. Will he get the cold shoulder with Triple H in charge? Will things change? We'll have to see.
I don't think he will. I don't think it's the right. Here's the thing. Somebody else asked me that about, and my take on Theory is that I don't think he's going to get lose favor and fall out. I think Triple H, though, however, might have the tact that he might need a little more time. Like, he might slow the push versus kill the push.
I've built a very young roster so far, with the exception of Charlotte and
she's
Roman.
Not old. I mean,
and they're not old. They're not old guys. Roman's probably got at least another 10 years with him slowing down.
Yeah.
I think he could go another 10 years at his prime.
I think he could, but here's my take on Roman that I've held this for a while. I don't think he's there for 10 more years. I think he will be a...
AEW!
No, I'm thinking he's going to be a... See, he wants to do movies, and he kind of has an inside track. Like, he knows a guy who can help him get in. My take is he's going to be more... Probably beyond 3 to 5... I think 5 years sounds more realistic in my head.
Mm-hmm.
That he's more John Cena at that point. Like, I'm not saying he's gone. He's not Rock, you know, where it's like years in between. But I think it was like the early movie Cena, where Cena went away and filmed a movie, came back, went away for a movie, came back. That's what I think you get with Roman down the road. That's just, you know, but that's just my take. So with my sixth pick, I know you're not the biggest fan of this guy, but I just think for TV, you got to have a Seth Rollins on your roster.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I cannot argue with you on that. Not as high a pick on my list as you had him there, but he is a great talent to have, and somebody who shores up the upper card with feuds that he can carry off. Very good choice.
Yeah, I just use him simply for that. I think he's a great heel. He embraces the heel. But at the same, he can work with anybody. He can do entertaining. He can do matches. He can get in there and do the whole work rate thing for depending in. I think he's a five tool player, in my opinion. I think he can go out there, wrestle anybody. And that was kind of one of the things I was leaning to is a lot of guys that I felt like could work with anybody, or their entertainment factor was so good that it overcame what they were lacking. So
definitely.
Yeah. So
definitely.
So who is your seventh pick?
The Miz. You got to have a heel. You got to have a heel. And he can heel with anyone on the roster. So I picked The Miz because you can constantly build programs around that guy.
Yeah, he was high on my list. He's not far off. He's a couple picks away, but he's the one who got bumped a couple times. Like, I had him really my top 10 to take. And it was because, like you said, it's because of his versatility. Listen, you want the blunt truth? He's a freaking corporate guy. That's why.
Yeah, you got to have that guy. You know, a guy that'll do whatever you need him to and go out there and do what's right for the company at all times. And that's The Miz. So.
Yep. I regret not getting him at this point, but it is what it is, right? So,
yeah.
We just talked about what the factors were. So, of course, I'm going to go ahead and tell you my next pick is none other then I'm back into the women's division, and I'm selecting Ronda Rousey.
Oof, that's a really good pick. That's a really good pick. And
so that's my seventh pick.
That's going to take away from my women's division.
Yeah.
And I can't blame you at all for picking that. Or her, sorry.
She can't blame it all. Listen, she's sheer name value alone. People can, you know, the IWC can come at her and try to say this and try to say that. To me, doesn't matter. I'm just nailed down the fact that her name value still a draw. You can't say she can't work because she's gotten in there and she's went with the best of them. I think they need to lean like they are that heel role that she's in. I would just lean all the way into that at this point and just her a mean, evil, you know, badass. But time will tell. But yeah, Ronda Rousey's my seventh pick.
Well, I better snap this woman up before you get to her. So, with my number 8 pick, I'm going to go with Liv Morgan, the current SmackDown Women's Champion. Liv Morgan, right now, is as hot as she's ever been, buzz-wise. She's got people behind her, and there's always the chance that she could go farther. She, to me, is where the women's division is heading. I got to see this woman. The future going to be bigger in the women's division than she has ever been.
Yeah, I can't argue. A good solid pick. Here's the other behind the crack here. I didn't take titles into the assumption at all. because I just assumed at some point, like, they're going to figure out a way to get the belts back to their, or they're going to have a belt on each one, you know, in some respective form. So I did not keep in brand, like, I wasn't worried about, like, oh, I got to have this champion or that champion or blah, blah, blah. I didn't get tied up into that. Probably should have. I might should have kept that in mind, but I just didn't.
Well, I mean, well, let's look at the champions we've picked so far. We've picked.
Well, Roman had everything.
Roman. You got the Usos.
Have everything. You got Liv.
Liv. So we're short the Intercontinental, the Raw Women's title.
Bianca. And Gunther. And the U.S. champion is Lashley.
Yes.
So we'll get there, I'm sure. I mean, those are all doable names. So well, time will tell. But I am ready to throw out my eighth pick.
Yes, sir.
Eight. I'm making sure. Trying to keep up here. So with the eighth pick, I will take, this is going to floor a lot of people, and I'm ready for the backlash. I'm fully aware. I take Logan Paul.
Whoa. Foul. I did not know he was on the draft board.
Why would he not be on the draft? He's an official roster member. That's why I used the roster page so I wouldn't forget anybody who was signed.
You're correct.
So I took him for the multitude of reasons, obviously. Look, you want to talk about – look, you can clearly talk – I talked about the last pick, name value.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It name value, whether people want to accept it or not, Logan Paul is one of the most valuable names – in the real world, not the wrestling bubble, but in the world as an entirety, Logan Paul is on that list.
You have Ronda, who is an outside star. You have Brock, who is an outside star. You have Logan Paul. Oh, I would hate to run my show against your show. I'll be honest with you. You've got the name value. You've got an immense note. You've done a very good job.
Listen, it's all about business, right?
Yes. I'm trying to run a damn wrestling show.
You're trying to run a wrestling company. It's all right, man. Ring of Honor has its place.
Thank you. Well, I don't even know if it has a place anymore, technically.
At the moment, it doesn't, but that's a different story.
Well, speaking of Ring of Honor, I'm going to go with a Ring of Honor alumni. I'm going to go with someone we've seen in person. I'm with someone I think a lot of and is going to be that big bad heel in the future. And I'm going to go with Damian Priest.
Good choice.
Yes. I think he will. I've got my chicken shit heel with the Miz, and I've got my big bad heel with him. So booking a show just got easier for me.
He's got a future. He's a big heel. He's a, you know, when he was a baby face, Bad Bunny, everybody loved him, embraced him. I think he's probably more comfortable as a heel. I've heard that before.
So
I'm not going to say where I heard it, but I have heard it. I'm just saying.
You know a few people.
You know, I'm just saying, like, you know, but
there's a secret vault somewhere where.
Yeah, the stuff exists, right? So Damian Priest is a great choice. I think he's completely underrated as a performer, which is kind of scary when you think about it with him. But so anyway. So this pick, I may leave. I've got, here's the thing. You're going outside of, you picked a few people that aren't even on my list. So I may shake things up a little bit and pick out of order. Because there's people I'm worried you're going to take that are later on my list. And I'm like, okay, well, he's probably not going to take the guys that I'm worried about. So this would be my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Your ninth pick.
My ninth pick. I'm going to jump. I'm literally skipping three people on my list to pick this person because I'm afraid you're going to take them. And that is Bayley.
That was my next pick.
I may know Myron better than
off
I think.
My list.
So I take Bayley in the ninth round. So now think about it. I have Becky, I have Ronda, and I have Bayley. So I got a pretty good foundation.
Very, very solid, talented foundation so far.
Yeah. So I do like Bayley. I think, you know, her coming back, she's got a lot of, you know, listen, we've always like that. Those four, we always thought those four had a place. Listen, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna full disclosure here. By the way, if you pick her, you're safe. You can put her as your last one. I didn't pick Sasha. She's technically on the roster page.
Yes.
But until I see her back on TV, and I know the rumors, they're coming back. I didn't put Naomi on my list because I didn't know she was coming back. I only wanted people that I knew that I could count on to show up on my show.
I kind of did something with them that, God, I've been around wrestling people too much. I just couldn't depend on them. If I were booking the show and I told them to go out and do this, who's to say they wouldn't walk off again?
I didn't even take that into account. Like, I didn't want to turn it into a negative against them personally. I'm just like, you are literally not, I don't know that you're coming back. Like, I know you're on the roster page, but until I know you're back, not dirt sheet rumors you're back, until I see you on their television show, you know, then I can't.
Speaking of dirt sheets.
Look, I'll go ahead and tell you. Go ahead.
No. Tell me. I want to hear it.
I know something that's coming. I have heard, like, something's coming. It is fact, but I can't even say it on the air because, you know, it would come back as how I knew. But
we'll have to tell me later.
Yeah, I'll tell you off the air. There's somebody.
Well,
anyway, go ahead.
I don't know. And I don't even know if Sasha is that important anymore. You know, maybe so.
I think she is, man. She has her place. That's just my take. She completely has her place. If they had returned. Like, and were named into that tag tournament, they were back on television, I would have already picked her by now. She's literally, that's how much I think of her as far as a talent goes. But until I could physically see her on my television on WWE programming, I wasn't picking her.
Well, I hear voices in my head and they talk to me and they tell me to pick part-time Randy Orton.
Excellent choice.
Even though I might not get as much television time, that's my 10th pick. Out of Randy Orton, as I would out of someone else, when Randy comes back, he's just that damn good. So, the natural Randy Orton, the Viper.
Yeah.
The only man to ever make Bray Wyatt look like a good wrestler.
I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell on that one. That's another argument, right? But Randy, yeah. When Randy's on and he's in the ring, I actually tell people, I think he is the most naturally gifted wrestler that I've seen. Like, as far as just like he rolls out, I think he just rolls out of bed and he's that good in the ring. And people can dog, he has grown on me over the years. I will tell you that. Cause at one point I was like, geez, this guy's so,
wanted to hate him. He's so hateable. And that's why he's so good as a heel or a face. Cause you know, the really, really heels are the really best faces. When they swap, you know,
Vice versa.
Yeah.
So, you kind of have to go from one, the pendulum has to swing from somewhere, and the further it swings from, the further it goes the other way. So, the next one's a little bit of a surprise for a lot of people, I'm sure. I'm surprised I got him to him. I am actually with my 9th pick. Is that what that is?
10th pick.
My 10th pick. I select Karrion Kross.
That's next on my list, actually, right after
Karrion Kross, Killer Kross, whatever. I'm hoping we get a repackaged Killer Kross. I get why WWE's not running with it. I do. And I know some people don't want to hear it, but I understand. Plus, by the way, I think he owns Killer Kross, so maybe they don't want to pay him for it.
You can't do that.
Well, I mean, you can if you're AJ Styles.
Yes.
But, you know, they're just like, we can call you something else. Plus, Killer in the name, they're probably just like,
yeah.
We maybe don't want to be a part of that. So, so Myron's on the clock. Sorry about that. I forgot to hit that.
Oh, no, it's commercial time.
That's right. My bad. But Karrion Kross is going to be my choice. That's who I'm going to go with. And,
solid pick. And you get Scarlett with him, right?
Of course I get Scarlett with him. That's a twofer package. And if he's, you know, look, I see world champion or universal champion, whichever brand, whatever title ends up on what brand or whatever. I think he is a champion sooner than later, in my opinion. So, Karrion Kross, man, can't go wrong. So that's our 10. I'm going to read back my Myron. I currently have my picks are, I have Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles, Becky Lynch, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, The Usos, Ronda Rousey, Logan Paul, Karrion Kross, and Bayley.
And I have Roman Reigns, Charlotte, Matt Riddle, Rhea Ripley, Austin Theory, The New Day, Liv Morgan, Damian Priest, The Miz, and Randy Orton. So we both got some quality programming there. And I can't wait to do the last five, because this is, I think, where things are going to get a little dicey.
It'll get a little, it'll get a little bit choppy there, I am sure. But, you know, speaking of close, clean, yes, and shaved,
mm-hmm, yep,
Manscaped.
Whoa, personal foul.
What the feezy?
You can't use a beard trimmer below the 50-yard line. This is the waterproof lawnmower 4.0 by Manscaped.
What's the difference?
It's got new skin-safe technology to help reduce cuts and nicks. It's powerful,
yet gentle,
just like me.
Dog, I appreciate you.
Boop.
Hey, watch out. I'm not ticklish. Get yours at manscaped.com.
That's right, man. Head over to manscaped.com. Links are in the thing. You know, help support the show as always. We greatly appreciate it. But, man, speaking of close, it's getting close now. We've done our rounds 1 through 10. And now we are going to go through 11. We're going to go through picks 11 through 15. And, Myron, you're on the clock.
Well, I'm in a weird spot with this show. I've got a serious show, except for the New Day and the Miz. Maybe I need to add a little bit more sparkle and entertainment. This is a guy I had to put on this list. I had to have this guy. It's R-Truth. With probably the strangest pick on this entire draft, my show will have R-Truth, and we will be glad to have him.
Yes, I'm marking a name off my list. Yes, he's on my list as well. I agree. He is the epitome of company guy.
Yeah.
The epitome of team player. And you know, it's funny. I always tell people he doesn't get to show it anymore. It's for whatever. He gets to go out there and show the entertainment stuff more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But people forget like how good he was in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, people forget he's a two-time NWA world champion.
Yeah.
He's good. And by the way, God only knows how old he is, and he looks like he's in his 30s, you know.
Yeah. So. I think he's either our age or older.
He's older than us.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think he's in his 50s.
Well, I feel like shit.
Maybe. I could be wrong. But if you know. But yeah, no, I mean, he's in phenomenal shape, to say the least. But, you know, I just like him because of the versatility. You can do pretty much anything with him.
Yeah.
Although now I know he's pretty much relegated to he's entertainment. He's a character.
Yeah.
You know, that thing. Which, hey, by the way, every show needs one, whether you want to take it or not. Here's the thing. You don't need one. You need a bunch.
Yeah.
You know, to be entertaining.
It's sports entertainment.
Exactly. It's still sports entertainment, even wrestling, by the way. Even back, people are like, oh, I don't like that. There were characters back in the day that were all silly, funny, and goofy. George the Animal Steel, right?
Yep.
He didn't go out there and put on 5-star matches. So he
sold a lot of dolls.
And he ate a lot of turnbuckles. So, I mean, trust me, it's not that simple. So, that'll bring me to my 11th pick. This is getting dangerous because now, like, you're not taking a lot of the ones that I had. You're taking some that aren't on my list. So now I'm going, oh, crap. I'm going to end up with guys, like, not picking guys that I really wanted because I assumed you were going to take others. I'm going to leave a couple of them alone because I still believe at my heart you're not going to take them. So as crazy as this sounds, I'm going to jump down into the 20s on my list. And take somebody. This is what happens when you play fantasy football, too, by the way. You like, things get out of whack. They don't go as planned, so you start making bad decisions. And I don't know if this is a bad decision, but this is where I'm going to go with it. I'm going to have a merch-driving machine as I pick Alexa Bliss.
A very good pick. Very good pick.
The Lily doll reappeared this past week.
Yes.
So
solid merchandiser, solid character. All the young men in their parents' houses or parents' basements love her. All the young girls want to be like her. It's a very good pick.
Yep. More to come with Alexa Bliss, by the way.
And I'm just because this, I'm getting into some weird spots because I need guys I need some of these guys for certain things, but I also need to fill other slots. And I'm going to have to zip around and go back and take the quarantine champion. The man who main evented a WrestleMania, no one went to. And that wasn't because of him. It was because of the plague. I'm going to take Drew McIntyre. Roman wasn't there. Now, I am not a McIntyre fan, but I appreciate his contributions, and he's a big babyface character right now.
Yeah.
Should be a good, solid roster spot.
Whew. So, you obviously took one off of my list. I 100% agree. I thought I had another round on him. It was between him and Alexa when I picked her. So, I lost out on that one. That kind of stuff happens. Now I'm going to do, I've got a pretty good roster. I think I've got a lot of talent. I got a lot of, you know, leadership and stuff. So on this pick, I'm going to go young. And when I mean young, I'm going to go really young. I'm going to go down to the NXT roster and I'm going to snatch up Bron Breakker. I think he's the future. And I think I want years to work with him, so I'm going to snatch Bron Breakker and bring him to
amazing,
the
ring. Amazingly solid pick. Amazingly solid pick. And he's right on the edge, I think, of being ready to main. Man, now it's going to get tough. It's in this. This is. I don't know why I agreed to do this. I'm going to pick another woman. I'm going to pick Asuka. Because Asuka, to me, has always seemed like she was legitimately that much of a badass. And she was almost, I would say she was been held back on, from what she did in NXT, I think she's been held back on the main roster.
I think she's gone more entertainment.
Yeah.
She still works very well. But I think they've kind of put a little bit of, you know, a little spice on that. And get, you know, made her more entertainer than they did just, you know, just wrestler. And by the way, that's not a terrible thing. It looks like she's having fun with it, and maybe she's just fooling me, but she looks like she's enjoying it.
And she's making money, so, I mean, you know, it's always a good thing.
There are worse things, right? There are worse things in life. So this is what, my 13th pick?
13th.
All right, so with the 13th pick, I'm going to take the U.S. champion, Bobby Lashley. I just think the size and the, you know, there's too much there not to take that I have him on. He was way down my roster. I'm literally like, he was like 20 on my list of top 20. You know, he made the top 20.
26 for me.
Gotcha. Here's my thing. I want them to give me WWE promo Lashley slash, but TNA wrestling promo added Bobby Lashley. People feel like there's a whole market and there's a whole crowd who did not get to see Bobby Lashley in TNA, Impact, whatever, and see how good he was at that point. I mean, would you agree with that comment? Or
yeah, no, definitely. Sorry, I'm going through my list feverishly trying to figure out my next direction.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lashley's a solid choice. He can be put into any program with anybody on the roster and work. That's what I like about him.
Yeah.
He works well with everyone. And
that's why I picked Lashley. I think, again, it didn't have anything to do with the U.S. championship, but it's a plus. Because here's the thing. He's another one that he's an amazing person to have in that U.S. title slot for the attention. But he's also a guy you could immediately throw into a feud with a Brock or a Roman or somebody for the world title, and it's credible because he's such a badass. So
definitely.
That's kind of why I took that's why I take a Bobby Lashley. So anyway.
God. This is tough.
Yeah, man. No pressure. You're on the clock.
I mean, there's a lot of guys still on my list that if I were just running a promotion, I would pick.
Yeah.
If I was running an entertainment company, I might pick someone else.
Yeah.
There are guys that I think are good and solid that I really are not. I'm going to have to take my 14th pick is going to be Dolph Ziggler. Because I need Dolph Ziggler. I need that guy.
I agree.
I mean, he gets a good salary for a reason, not as just an undercard guy. He gets a good salary because he is the maker. He is the guy that makes the young talent. He is the guy that helps with everything. Ooh. God, yes. Dolph Ziggler would be an excellent choice for my roster.
Oh, I think he's a stud. 100% agree with you there. And that's your 14th pick, correct?
Yes, yes.
Whew. So now my number 14. You're right. This does get
inhaler.
Right, this does get tough. I am going to surprise a lot of people, I believe, when Nick takes Sami Zayn as my 14th pick. I love versatile guys, and if there's anything Sami Zayn has proven right now, you know, I watched his thing on Broken Skull. And how was that? It was very good. You find a lot about Sami in that. Made me like him a whole lot more as far as an entertainer. But
see, because I can't stand him, and that might be what I'm supposed to not be able to stand.
You're not supposed to be able to stand him right now. That's the whole point. But if you think about it, because he's done so much entertainment. By the way, his match at WrestleMania with Johnny Knoxville,
mm-hmm.
put it into context for what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Was outstanding.
Oh, yeah. It was one of the better celebrity type matches you're ever going to see.
And then on top of that, you forget, he can't, you know, he used to wrestle in NXT, like him versus Neville for the NXT championship. That's how long ago it's been, folks.
Wow.
Was outstanding. I went back and watched it because he talked about it on Broken Skull, and it is every bit as good as you've forgotten how good it was. And that's what I think it is, that Sammy can go serious feud, or he can become entertainment. He can do the goofy. I love versatile talents. People want to be like the greatest wrestler in the world. Okay, you have got to be versatile for me to use you on my show.
Yes.
Like, you have to be able to do the comedy. You got to be able to do the ski of the hard stuff. If you want long. Now, I can take anybody, and I can get a run out of you. But after we get that run out of you, if you're not versatile, you're probably done after that point.
Well.
That's something to keep in mind. But, all right, man, it's your final pick.
Final pick. And this is... I
stalled for a couple of minutes to try to buy you some time.
You know, I don't... I've had this pick on the list, and I've picked around it on purpose because
I was trying to force Gunther, your hand to take it.
Gunther, Intercontinental Champion Gunther, another big bad guy, another guy that's got potential, another guy that lost a shitload of weight, too. Looks like $1 million. So I'm going to go with Gunther, and with no NXT UK to go back to now, apparently.
There's going to be NFL, Jesus Christ, NXT Europe.
Europe, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, I think he's good. I think he's impressing. He's a very powerful-looking character. But I've got this massive roster of big guys and funny guys and some great women's wrestlers. Who do you pick as your final pick, Nick?
I left this person to be my last pick because I almost knew you weren't going to take them. They were really – you ready for this, Myron? This person was 11 on my list, and I knew you probably would never take them, so I just saved them all the way till the end, and I was 100% accurate.
Cerebral assassin, Nick McDaniel.
I, with my 15th pick, took Kevin Owens.
You know, he was on my list above both Gunther and McIntyre. But I couldn't do it.
I knew you couldn't. That's what I said. I have picked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people after him on my list because I figured you could not take him, that you would not take him.
You did the right thing. And it's not because I don't. He's good in the ring. I just, for some reason, don't like him personally.
Right. And see, we know I'm not I like Kevin Owens. I really do. But I'm not like a massive Kevin Owens fan.
I'm more.
But from a business standpoint, I looked at it, I'm like, Kevin Owens is another one. He goes from feuding with Sami Zayn. They have a brawl that's legendary, you know, to he's doing the silly stuff with Jericho. Then they have a serious feud. And then he's silly with Elias. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he's, again, it's all about that versatility. And that's what I love about Kevin Owens. So with my total 15, I have Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles, Becky Lynch, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, The Usos, Ronda Rousey, Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Karrion Kross, Bayley, Alexa Bliss, Bobby Lashley, and Bron Breakker. That's my 15. We could do a longer show, obviously get more, but that's my top 15. So who do you got as your 15, Byron?
I got Roman. I got Charlotte. I got Matt Riddle, Rhea Ripley, Austin Theory, The New Day, Liv Morgan, Damian Priest, The Miz, Randy Orton, Asuka, R-Truth, Dolph Ziggler, Gunther, and Drew McIntyre. Now, I'm looking at the list, and it gets... Okay, so at first, no. Why am I still wanting to pick? I know the show's over, but I'm still wanting to name names. I still want to pick people.
No, dude, you're totally right. I mean, I totally get it, man. I mean, and, you know, listen, Myron... It might be a consideration. We could always put that bad boy over on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/tapped out wrestling podcast. Search Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast. Put it there. You know, but hey, listen, we might do something extra and put it there. You never know. But then again, you know, we just always appreciate it if you give us that, you know, like the channel, subscribe, become a member, all of those things. Make sure you turn on your notifications so every time we drop one of these, you're, you know, boom, right out of the gate, you're notified about it. If you're a subscriber somewhere over on Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, iHeartMedia, Spotify, anywhere, make sure you're giving us a 5-star rating and review if you feel so inclined. We would greatly appreciate it because we appreciate anybody and everybody who has listened to us any form, fashion, watched us, anything.
Yes.
We broke the 5,000 subscriber mark on YouTube. I wanted to say thank you to everybody publicly.
That just touches my heart.
So we're very happy about that. You never know, though. We might go deeper someday and do this. Maybe we'll do a big one. But I knew this would put us right at an hour. That was kind of our window that we always try to keep it under. So, you know, I didn't think we had the ability to, per se, to do a whole lot more. Or we would have went massively long. Because at one point I thought, like, oh, let's do, like, 25 picks or whatever. And I was like, eh, we're probably, like, in an hour and a half.
Well, I've got the whole roster. On the back of these hospital discharge orders,
Myron,
for myself.
I mean, like, there's names on my list. I mean, I didn't get to the, you know, Bianca. I didn't get to the Street Profits, Shinsuke, Ciampa, Rey Mysterio. Like, these are all people still on my list, you know, to take.
Yeah. Oh, my.
So
God.
I had more. I'm sure you did as well. And there's more people, like I said, you know, that I would have wanted to add, but, you know, it's 15. So we always encourage you, man. Hey, play along. You and a buddy, you and your wife, you and your girlfriend, whoever. 15 picks, one of you do Raw, SmackDown. Look at that. That's kind of tomato, tomato. It's just an easy way to say it, right? Yep. Just say, like, hey, we're doing a draft, kind of like fantasy. You pick yours, I'm pick mine. Go back and forth using the roster and see how you come up. See if you think, hey, by the way, we always joke around. Who wins? You've got our list. You've heard it again. You know, we put it there at the end. You know, between us. If you know, who are you watching? Who are you doing? You know, it's all in fun. It's all in jest. I may throw you a poll up on Twitter and see what happens. You never know.
Okay.
But get your picks in, man. Just enjoy it. TappedOutPod@gmail.com. Send them in. It'll be a blast. You can't just pick your 15 and send it. It's got to be you and somebody else. We keep coming back to that because it's all well and easy to say, oh, well, I would just pick these 15 when there's nobody picking against you, right?
Oh, yeah, it gets complicated. After 10, it gets complicated.
I mean, yeah, you took 10 of my, like, 9 of my picks on my list, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just happens. I mean, we figured it was going to happen. So, but, man, that was fun. I love breaking that up, doing something a little different. I mean, yeah. You know, we hope you guys enjoyed it. You know, you want to say anything before we jump out of here, Byron? Or?
No, I'm worn out.
That just wore Myron out, man. That's a lot of work. But guys, hey, make sure you are subscribing. We always talk about that. There'll be some extra stuff in. And mate, if you feel so inclined as well, I do want to throw in there. Our buddy Lewis is obviously collaborating with us over on YouTube as well. So make sure if you're checking out stuff, and he's like, he dives heavy into Impact, does a lot of things in there. So you know, if you're an Impact fan and you're wanting a little deeper dive in Impact, we're going to have some of his stuff here, but we don't carry everything of his here. He's got his own channel. Make sure you follow over, maybe give his page, you know, subscribe to his page as well. Give him a follow over there and stuff. So that way you'll keep up with all your Impact action. So. And it hasn't happened yet, but I also happen to know he's doing a, it was so funny. I got a message on Saturday or Sunday. Sunday morning from Lewis. He's interviewing one of the friends of the show. He's like, "Hey, do you know this guy?" And I'm like, "I absolutely know this guy. He's a good dude. He's like, "I'm interviewing him next Saturday. Do you want to air that episode?" I said, "For that guy, I'll air anything you give." Yeah, I said, "That dude is money." This is a tease, by the way. I am not naming who that wrestler is. So that interview will be coming up as soon as he gets it done and he has it on his channel. We will collaborate and we will air it for that guy as well. Because, oh, by the way, I was talking to that gentleman as well at the same time. We were kind of going in a three-way like a conversation that I told him I was putting Lewis over to do the interview. So say like, do the interview. You can trust the guy. He'll take care of you. He's not going to hang you out the dry or anything. Yeah. So he needed, you know, that or whatever. So look out for that big interview. And you know, I will definitely, that one will be behind the paywall for a couple of days first. And then it will, you know, come out on the main, you know, the main feed as well. Will not be on the podcast. It will, like, all of that audio is only on our YouTube channel, which is why we tell you, you should be subscribing to YouTube. Yes. And if you're a member, you get that stuff like boom, boom, boom. Like when, I had more left. I thought I was, you know, I was ready with you, but anything else from you, brother?
No, man, that's all I got.
All right, man. Well, what's the old saying, brother? If I've got nothing and you've got nothing, what time is it?
It's time to tap out.